Good morning, good morning, good morning. Great to see you all out there. Thank you, my friends from driving across the state and the country, in the case of Dr. McCullough and others, to be here. The Dr. Wheelers, great to see you guys. Thanks for joining us. Fantastic. Coming down from the Lehigh Valley. So good morning, everyone. I'm State Senator Doug Mastriano, the prime sponsor of Senate Bill 693. That's the Medical Freedom Act. We need medical freedom, right? We need to have sovereignty over your body. I'm proud to be joined in person by Senator Chris Dush here, and we also have online right now Representative Stephanie Borowitz zooming in. Thank you for joining us, Stephanie. Senate Bill 693 would prohibit a state agency or political subdivision from mandating an individual to receive a vax. That we even have to get to this point is very troubling in our nation, where you might lose your job or whatever if you don't go by some mandate. I've never heard of or thought of a thing like this in all my life. It's funny, when Chris and I would deploy over to Afghanistan or Iraq, we never asked the Iraqis or Afghans for their vax status, right? Because if we had the vax, we are protected in some of those cases and didn't worry about them, contaminating us. It's a strange time. Things are on its head. Well, there's definitely days that they're calling evil good and good evil. So the bill clearly states that an individual in the Commonwealth may not be discriminated against, or punished in any way, or denied services or denied medical care for refusal to accept a vaccination. A lot of people across the Commonwealth receive the vax because they're told they're going to lose their job. And that's a bit of extortion in my view. And with nowhere else to go, what are you going to do? None of us here in the room, I'm sure, independently wealthy. So what are you going to do? That's a heck of a place to be. Lastly, this legislation will prohibit all employers in this state and our Commonwealth from taking any adverse employment action against an individual for the sole reason of the individual's decision to decline a vax. Medical freedom, sovereignty over your body. We've gone really low, and I have to keep on repeating that you have the ultimate say of what goes in your body. I'd like to thank everyone here for joining us both online and physically in the room. We have a nice crowd here. It's going to be a timely discussion of the impact of COVID-19, which is still affecting people's lives. We're going to have some beautiful people in the room here telling us how it affected them personally. And we're going to have some experts in the room here, doctors and others, going over the facts. As John Adams said, facts are stubborn things. Said that in the beginning of our nation. And we're going to stick with the facts. All the things they accused us of 2-3 years ago, conspiracy theory, Dr. McCullough shutting you down. Guess what? You were right every single darn time. So who's a conspiracy theorist now? Not us. We're the fact dwellers. Anyway, while this forum is not an official committee hearing, this discussion will be very useful to work for furtherance of the issue as well as the legislation that we have introduced in the Senate. We are live streaming this forum on Facebook, recording it, and we'll be forwarding statements and any additional content we receive to the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. Would like us to thank Senator Michelle Brooks, who is the chair of the Health Committee here in the Senate, for working with us and allow us to make this happen. We have with us today a very distinguished panel of experts from across the state and the nation whose work on the subject is revealing one more reason why medical freedom is essential in our country and in our Commonwealth. As a Commonwealth built and founded upon the ideas of all freedoms under William Penn, who went to jail for his faith at least 3 times, who went to jail for having wrong political ideas at least 5 times, his goal was never for a person in Pennsylvania to be coerced to do something that they didn't believe in or didn't want to do. And we've lost our eye on that, clearly. So we also hear from some heart-wrenching stories from citizens who were injured by the COVID vaccinations. I thank you guys for being here and having the courage to testify, to share your personal story. It's your personal story. It's not easy to share that to the world. So we're so grateful that you're here. It says, of course, in Revelations, we overcome Satan by how? The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, right? Your testimony, your story. So your testimony is powerful. Over the last 3 years, the public has often only heard one point of view on COVID-19. If you share the wrong point of view, as Dr. McCullough can show you, they'll shut down your platform, deplatform you. I'm glad you're back on Twitter. Twitter's fun once again. It's great. But the other platforms, still not so much. If you had the wrong point of view on a vaccination and gene therapies, known as mRNA, we'll be hearing about that from experts as well. If you had the wrong point of view, you'd be shut down. We have been told at various points to just accept the science as being settled. I think the folks that we have in the room here, experts, doctors, I'll call them scientists. When is science actually ever settled? I thought science invited debate and discussion, analysis. Not so much these days. So we're going to hit on some of that today. This is going to be a great hearing. For instance, just this year, the British government has announced that they have ceased their COVID-19 mRNA vaccinations mandate program. Even the Brits have called on. I don't know what's holding back America. I thought we believed and followed the science here. Facts are stubborn things. This after more than 75,000 British health workers, about 1 in 20, refused the experimental vax. You got to hand it to the Brits. Wow, a lot of courage there. And just this week, the Biden administration reversed its healthcare worker CMS vaccination mandate requiring the experimental COVID-19 vax after the Supreme Court of the United States finally ruled it unconstitutional. So the justice system and the legislative system is slowly catching up to what you have gone through the past 3 years. That's just way too long, way too slow. Here in Pennsylvania, workers across all sectors of the economy have been fired from their jobs for refusing to take the vax. Many of those include our frontline healthcare workers. It was ironic for me and many in this room to watch our frontline workers to go from heroes celebrated, which you are, to zeros if you refuse to take the vax. Oh, the irony. What's wrong with us? So fickle, this country. You guys are still heroes for me, whether you took the vax or not. Well, especially if you didn't take it. So that's just my personal view. But, you know, in the end, it's your own personal choice, right? Whether you want it or not, it's not my business. I thought we had protections from that. Today, we still have hospitals, health facilities, and even businesses and other entities in the Commonwealth that are still mandating this. I mean, come on. We'll quote from Joe Biden. Come on, man. The only time I'll quote from him. And they'll still mandate this without any acknowledgement of the dangers or inform you of the dangers associated. That's very irresponsible. In addition to the Medical Freedom Act, I have sponsored two additional bills to strengthen our medical freedom protections. Senate Bill 618 prohibits the jurisdiction of the World Health Organization or any other foreign or U.S. entity such as the CDC or National Institute of Health from implementing health mandates such as forced vax programs, masking, or medical testing in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. My other bill, Senate Bill 741, prohibits any mRNA gene-altering products from being introduced or injected into our food supply. I mean, what is going on here, huh? Yep. And furthermore requires informed consent to be provided by any entity using this in food products, so they have to put it on the label if they're doing that. That would be food I would not buy then. As I've repeatedly said, we must never forget that the arrival of the pandemic to our shores brought forward the largest assault to our personal freedoms and liberties in modern American history. Never before has our individual personal freedoms been assaulted and undermined in American history. Beginning in 2021, we were told that vaccines had to be mandated in the workplace or to enter buildings or to stop the spread and protect others. And, of course, those that chose to walk as free people and not to take it, we were told we were irresponsible and wanted to kill our grandparents. Remember this nonsense? You remember our rallies? Many of you were attending. We were irresponsible super spreaders, hardly any masks, very irresponsible, going to kill the grandparents. Remember that crap? But it's okay when Levine and Wolf would gather outside for a BLM protest and not a peep because their cause was just. Let's make Orwell fiction again, I say. Yeah, studies, of course, later showed that the vaccines had little to no effect in limiting transmission of the virus. As a result of vaccine mandates, tens of thousands around the Commonwealth were fired or forced to resign from their jobs, and many of you reached out to my office. I know several people in the room here lost their jobs, well-paid jobs, respectable people in their fields, and because they would not comply, they would not obey. Horrible time in America. What happened to our country so quick? There's no doubt that receiving information from only one uniform perspective on the global pandemic has been to the detriment of the people in our Commonwealth. And that's why today we are honored to have the top-notch panelists from around the nation here that are going to set the record straight. And with that, Chris, would you have any opening remarks?
Just briefly, as Doug mentioned, he and I have been subject to like the anthrax shots, the series of vaccinations, that sort of thing. But what was very interesting when I was asking all those questions that one would ask normally about vaccinations and all the mandates and everything, getting beat up for asking very simple questions that turned out we were justified in asking those questions. I don't mind taking the hammer or taking the beating that we took, because in the end we were proved right, and those questions should have been answered. Yep. And they were not. Now I go back, Dr. Benjamin Rush was one of the founders of this great nation, and he thoroughly documented the pandemic in Philadelphia in the early 1800s and the responses. And there were some medical practices then that it turns out we don't learn a whole lot from history. They were experimental back then. They were not the best. And we've seen it again here in the 21st century. I want to thank all of the panelists who are here, who are willing to continue to take a stand. We need to start teaching lessons to the people of this Commonwealth and of this nation. And I'm grateful for you guys taking the stand. Thank you.
So one thing we often hear about is, well, thank God for the polio shot. People don't, of course, talk about the environmental effects. I mean, Stephanie can probably tell us about the effect potentially of DDT. We could debate that. But one thing they won't talk about factually is that when the polio experimentation began, when the trials began, it was 1935. The shot was not made publicly available until 1960. So 25 years of trials on individuals and subjects before they rolled it out to the general population. Did we have such a thing for the vaccines? Nope. So it seems like the general population were at the trial, right? The individuals being experimented on. And that's what you're going to hear today. This is real. This is not a game. This is not grandstanding. This is about people's lives being destroyed or disrupted because of something that went wrong. And they did not have informed consent. They were not told the dangers of taking this. They were told they had to do it to save their lives and to save other people's and not to be super spreaders and to protect their grandparents or to work. And the consequences of that irresponsible, unscientific approach here has killed people and damaged people. And you're going to hear firsthand about that. The format, before we begin, each panelist will present on their area of expertise, and members of the General Assembly, assembled online or here in person, will have the opportunity to ask questions at the conclusion of their remarks. Before we get into our expert presentations, we wanted to start with two speakers who will share their personal stories about how their lives were upended by misguided mandates. Our first speaker is Janet Schlatter,